From Story Flow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Theo. July 29th, Tech Roundup. Five stories. Here's number one. Let's get into it. First, from AI News, Google AI overviews become more common in search. Google's AI-generated overviews are now showing up in almost half of U.S. searches, jumping from 15% a year ago to 43%, according to SimilarWeb. The new AI mode sits alongside those snippets, letting you keep the context of your original query while the system breaks the question into subtopics, runs multiple searches, and stitches the results together with supporting links. Because of the mode's conversational style, people are typing longer, more natural language queries. Average search length is up about 5%. That shift has pushed visits to the AI mode experience from 126 million in mid-2025 to 279 million a year later, and Google now reports over 1 billion monthly users of the feature. Publishers have been nervous about losing referral traffic when their content is quoted without a click, so Google started surfacing direct links, article previews, and clearer source attributions inside both overviews and AI mode. The impact on click-through rates isn't public yet, but the move aims to make original sites easier to spot. Meanwhile, Cloudflare is piloting a pay-per-crawl option that lets site owners charge AI crawlers for access, offering a way to monetize or block automated scraping as these AI answers become a bigger part of how people discover information. Next, second, from AI News. OpenAI report links coding agents to faster science software builds. I was looking at the OpenAI field report, and the thing that jumped out was how the coding agents actually rewrote whole build systems and ports, not just tidy up a few lines. In 5 of the projects, they let Codex run solo, and in 3, they paired it with Claude Code, and the agents ended up taking over tasks like consolidating a 20,000-line RNA aligner or moving a TensorFlow backend to PyTorch, all things that would normally need a dedicated engineer for weeks or months. The concrete gains were pretty striking. A Python genomics library got its legacy packaging swapped for a unified process, cutting the whole build time dramatically. In a DNA sequencing simulator, 2 autonomous passes from the model shaved 31% off runtime without changing the output. A Rust port of a statistical package ran up to 9 times faster on multi-core threads, and a GPU native rebuild of a mutation simulation tool sped up by about 60-fold while also fixing bugs that the original version introduced. What the report keeps stressing is that the agents are great at delivering fast drafts when the scope is clear, but they still need a human to verify scientific correctness. People had to add acceptance tests, parity checks, and manual reviews of hundreds of plots. The takeaway feels less like a blanket endorsement and more like a reminder. If you hand over a rebuild to an agent, you have to decide up front who will own and steward the resulting tool. That human oversight is what keeps the science reliable. Up next, third, from MIT Technology Review, AI, the AI Hype Index, unsexy AI. It feels bad enough when an open letter signed by leading economists warns that AI might steal your job, the fact it may soon be better than you at making dinner, insult to injury. But that's exactly what the company 1x promised when it showed off a pair of new, impressively dexterous, and to some, oddly sexy, robotic hands in a July demo. While the tech community was sharply divided over the appeal of those disembodied hands, almost everyone can agree that a few things are decidedly not sexy. Grok's porn-pilled translation feature, Meta's creepy glasses, which may soon get even creepier. Fourth. From The Decoder, OpenAI open sources Codex Security CLI to help developers find and fix vulnerabilities from the command line. OpenAI has released Codex Security CLI, an open source tool that automatically detects and fixes vulnerabilities in code repositories. Previously known internally as Aardvark, the system has already helped fix more than 3,000 critical security flaws, according to OpenAI. Next. Fifth, from the decoder. Frontier AI developers urge international coordination to pace automated research before capabilities outstrip control. In a joint statement, employees from the leading AI labs are calling on the U.S. government to pursue international coordination. Their argument is simple. No single company or country can slow things down alone. The article Frontier AI Developers Urge International Coordination to Pace Automated Research Before Capabilities Outstrip Control appeared first on the Decoder. Up next. Sixth, from the Decoder. GPT. Transcribe improves on its predecessor but can't catch 11 labs, Google or Mistral, on error rates. OpenAI has released GPT Transcribe and GPT Live Transcribe, two new speech recognition models available through its API. The article GPT Transcribe improves on its predecessor but can't catch 11 labs, Google or Mistral, on error rates appeared first on the Decoder. And then, seventh, from the Decoder. DeepMind dismantles its AlphaFold team as key authors leave for Anthropic. The majority of the researchers behind AlphaFold are now working on other projects, and almost a quarter have left Google DeepMind altogether. The restructuring marks a sharp turn away from the strategy that put the lab on the map. The article DeepMind dismantles its AlphaFold team as key authors leave for Anthropic appeared first on the Decoder. Next. Eighth, from Towards Data Science, avoiding entity key drift in a data lake. Step one, normalization. This is the opening piece of a four-part deep dive series on building a high-frequency streaming pipeline against a live public API. The data source is OpenSenseMap, a citizen science IoT network used for climate research, mostly in Germany. A live public API is what makes it useful. It produces data quality problems and edge cases that clean sample datasets never show. Up next, ninth, from Towards Data Science. Los Movimientos, Part 2. Solving large pickup and delivery problems with adaptive large neighborhood search. Building an ALNS heuristic in Python for vehicle routing, time windows, capacity constraints, and mandatory driver brakes. The post, Los Movimientos, Part 2. Solving large pickup and delivery problems with adaptive large neighborhood search appeared first on Towards Data Science. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.